Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball four. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum throws to second for one, and Barrett throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Brannan moves to second. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brannan moves to third. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Clancy moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shang moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Shang moves to third. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McNeely who is chasing the ball. Clancy reaches third base with a triple. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Clancy scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shang hits a pop-up into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Gerber, and into shallow left field. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 1 in the game. Kahm bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Brannon covering, for the out. Reynolds moves to third. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCurdy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. General Crowder now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Clancy moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 1 in the game. Kahm takes first base on ball 4. Clancy scores. Barrett moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ernie Nevers now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Shang and he is out, O'Rourke applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hiney Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-2 in the game. Schulte hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shang hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nevers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brannon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Kress pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Mullen pinch hits for Ernie Nevers. Billy Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNeely moves to second. Ollie Sachs pinch runs for Billy Mullen. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-3 in the game. Brannon hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress now playing shortstop. Ed Strzelecki now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metzler moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strzelecki spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Strzelecki. Metzler moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to home to get Metzler. Barrett moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Bib Falk pinch runs for Carl Reynolds. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bib Falk now playing left field. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shang hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Shang reaches third base with a triple. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas bunts towards the mound. Strzelecki fields it and throws to first for the out. McCurdy moves to third. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCurdy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo pinch hits for Ed Strzelecki. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.